producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-37569. Much to talk about today. We've got some good news stories in the news and, of course, some bad news stories in the news, and we'll talk about all of them. But our priority here is not necessarily the larger world, but your world, whatever it is that's in your life that's making you either very happy or very unhappy, is kind of the mission statement for us around here. All you have to do to talk with me about whatever it is that's on your mind is just give me a holler, 855-99-37569. Margaret, you're our start-off caller today. Welcome. How may I help you? Margaret, we got you.
Yes, good morning.
There you are. Hi there.
Dr. Joy Brown.
Speaking.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine now. Sure.
Oh.
What's on your mind?
Can you hear me clearly? I cannot hear you suddenly.
I don't know what to tell you about.
Okay, I can hear you now.
Okay.
Dr. Joy Brown, I'm so excited to hear from you.
Well,
I'm listening to your program. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. 10 years ago, after I lost my boyfriend suddenly in death, 2 years later, I married my current husband. By now, I realized I made a wrong choice. His parents divorced when he was 9 years old, and his father died when he was 19. He's aloof, have no friend, and he have no ability to communicate. He does not read any books until now because I like to read all the time. And he told me TV was his baby sitter when he was young.
Right.
And we just like two people share the house together. We do not hug, no touch. I realize now because he never had love from his parents. And he's not that intelligent, so I have to be the leader to solve all the problems and do everything by myself. So if I have any problem in my career, any problem if I discuss with him, I will not get any support from him. And all he say, he doesn't want to hear about it. Since I have nobody to talk to, I listen to radio. That's how I found you. I listen to your radio at the night, and PBS, that's the only thing I have a conversation. I was not born in this country, but the only thing I like to hear is just radio, and I used to work a lot, but now I have little time. I don't work too busy like I used to be, so I did a lot of reading, and also through the radio, that's how I found you. And I'm 59. If I'm young, I think I will divorce right away. But I'm 59, I'm afraid to divorce and to be alone, you know, to go on this world, you know, so that's my fear.
Okay.
And also, I read an article talk about Social Security, said I need to marry someone at least 10 years before I leave, otherwise, you know, we have economic problems.
Margaret, that depends on a lot of things. What kind of work do you do?
I used to be a real estate agent for 10 years,
right.
But I quit 2 years ago because I was taking care of my mother, and so plus the market tanks, and I worked lots of hours, and so that's why I decided I almost had a heart attack, so I decided to quit. Now I'm 59, so I'm at a crossroads to decide what to do. Should I go back to school, or I'm too old? Or what should I do?
Oh, Margaret, wait a minute.
What should I do with my boyfriend?
All right, wait a minute. I thought you married this dude.
Yes, I married him 8 years ago.
Right. So what's the boyfriend issue?
Oh, I don't have the boyfriend. I'm trying to say I married current husband because ex-boyfriend suddenly died.
Well, but Margaret, that was 8 years ago. So that's, I mean, it's interesting, but not very relevant to what's going on today. Does your husband have a job?
No, he had lots of surgeries. I know he had lots of health pains, so he's not really happy. And, you know, he has lots of physical pains, I guess. And he never have a, he's not a social person. He was.
No, I got that. But Margaret, since you're not working, your husband's not working, how do you pay your rent?
Oh, we don't have a rent. I live below my means. I have my property. He has his house sold. He has an ex-wife died cancer.
Okay. So do you have money in the bank?
Well, we're just living with our savings. We live very below means.
Right. Okay. Well, that's good. I mean, especially in this situation. Margaret, let's see if we can divide things into parts, because if you look at this whole thing, you're just going to get overwhelmed. What is it? I mean, are you physically capable of working at this moment in your life or not?
Well, I can, but see, I was born in China,
right.
And I came to this country. I went to school, but I don't have a bachelor degree, and I just busy working and studying. I worked in the hospital for 10 years and
right.
did the real estate for 10 years, but I realized life is too precious. I don't want to work all the time. Lots of stress.
Want to do? What is it that would make you happy to do?
What do I make me happy?
What would make you happy to do?
I think I like travel, and I like to. I read a lot, and I listen to PBS radio. That's
okay.
I listen
but
to
you,
radio.
But Margaret, you can do all of that on your own. You don't need there doesn't need to be any change in your lifestyle. It sounds to me that you and your husband, there's nothing unpleasant that's going on, but there's nothing very pleasant that's going on either. So the two of you probably need to make at least an economic decision that says it's cheaper for us to live together and we don't hate each other, but we can go and live separate lives and just kind of be roommates and share the expenses. Or you can decide, I don't want to be married to this man anymore, regardless of the economics. But if that's the case, then you're probably going to have to look at how can, if you're a 59-year-old woman, your life expectancy is probably at least 30 plus years, and so how am I gonna make sure I can take care of myself for the next 30 years, which probably means at least a part-time job or something. I mean, you may live below your means, but is there enough money in your bank account to support yourself for the next 30 years? And if there is, that's fine. You can do whatever you want. If there's not, then I think you have to think about, well, what could I do? I'm not sure, you know, I think getting your bachelor's degree might be fun for you. I'm not sure how it's going to translate directly into a job. So you can make those two separate issues. So we're already talking about three separate issues. One is, do I want to stay married to this guy for economic reasons? Which is certainly, you wouldn't be the first or the last person who made that decision, or would I rather be alone? Because it sounds like emotionally you are alone, so the major reason to stay married would be the economics, that you're sharing housing or that you're sharing food or that somehow both of you pooling your financial resources is more stable than just one of you. So that's one, do I want to stay married? And if so, under what circumstances? The second is, what do I want to go ahead and get my, well, I think the second actually is work, is what can I do to bring some money in that would be not physically taxing, would be pleasant to do, would be fun to do, or at very least it wouldn't cause me a problem, but it would be nice, it would seem to me at 59 to have some kind of income. The third falls into the category of what can I do to make my life happy? And that may be, you're already telling me that you have solitary pleasures, that you like listening to the radio and you like reading. But it may be that there's some things to do that with other people. And it may be that you join a great books group where everybody's reading the same book and gets together once or twice a month and talks about it. It may be that you do volunteer activities. with children or with animals or with whomever you want. Let me put you on hold, and you think about those three categories, all right? Do I want to stay married for the economics? Number two, what can I do to bring in some money? And number three, what kinds of things might be fun to make my life feel better to me? All right, 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, that's exactly what we do around here. We're talking with Margaret, who's 59, and she's been married for 8 years, and to a man that she's feeling she has less and less in common with. She was taking care of her elderly mom. She's worked in the past. She's from China, which means she's bilingual, which means that she's ahead of most of us around here. And she's sort of saying, okay, what do I do now? And I'm saying, well, let's start with the obvious, that it may be that your marriage isn't exactly the romantic fantasy that you thought it would be, but does it have any value to you either on an emotional basis or on a financial basis? And if so, that's a place to start. Doesn't sound that it's warm and fuzzy, but it may be if there's enough of a motivation there financially to work on it. So let's look at your marriage first, Margaret. What do you think? Is there any sense to you? Is there any reason to stay with this dude?
I'm trying to say, if I'm young, certainly I will leave it right
away. No, Margaret, stop. We don't do that. We don't play, well, if it were different. We deal with exactly what it is. There's no way you're going to be 58. You're 59. That's what is. So we just deal with that. We don't go back 8 years. We can only deal with here going forward. We can't go back. It's done.
That's why I have a fear.
Margaret,
yeah.
You're not listening to me. What you're doing is you're whipping yourself into an anxiety attack for no particular reason. You've got some real issues here to deal with, but the way to deal with them is to deal with them, not to sort of tell me about all the awful things that could happen to you. But to start, I just broke it down for you into three specific categories. Number one, your marriage. Does it make any sense to stay with this man, either for friendship or companionship or to help with expenses? That's number one question. Does it make any sense to you?
I can live with him just have a friend, can say okay. Like that. But at the same time, his behavior, because he didn't grow up with love, he's a very negative.
Margaret, there's nothing either of us can do about how he grew up. We can only deal with what he is now. You have this really irritating tendency to go back to focus on things that you can't affect. It's a waste of time. Whoever he is, he is. Whoever you are, you are. So the question is, given who he is and given who you are, is there any place that you can go forward together?
I thought about that. Should I move to another city for 2 years, or get a job or...
Well, maybe, all right, then that's fine. Then let's do it the other way around. That's a perfectly reasonable thing to do, is to say to leave the marriage situation exactly the way it is for right now and see what else you can manage.
Separate for 2 years. Separation, you think?
Pardon me?
That's why I'm stuck here. I have been thinking this, man, every night I listen to your radio. That's why I'm stuck.
Think of what man?
I'm sorry?
You said you think of this other man every night for 2 years. What man are we talking about?
Oh, no. Think about this matter.
Well, but Margaret, thinking about it is not a bad start, but then you have to do something about it. And it would seem to me that you may be right, that rather than focusing on the marriage to start with, the thing to focus on is something you have much more control over, which is getting a job. Have you looked for a job in the last 2 years?
Well, I did. I did look something, but I think I can, if I go back to college, I can do better. I'm kind of person. I'm a very,
what kind of job are you looking for, Margaret?
Well, that's why I need your help. I know I'll be too old to become a doctor.
Yes.
And too old to become a nurse.
Well, I'm probably not too old to become a nurse, but getting into medical school at 59 is probably unrealistic.
Right.
But getting into nursing school at 59, I think that's probably much more feasible, just because there's such a need for nursing care these days. And it may be that you could do nursing care. It may be that you can do home health care. Have you investigated any of this?
I did.
Okay, what did you find?
Research.
All right, what did you find?
The resources say because of the nurse require lots of, the physical, I will be told that they will not hire me anyway. And just there's a lot of physical demanding.
Well, it depends what kind of nursing you're doing. Margaret, you have an amazing ability to shut the door on yourself. What I keep asking what you want to do, and you keep telling me what you can't do.
Oh, a girlfriend told me, say, I will be a good psychologist, but I don't know, it will take me probably 8 years to get a master's degree, you know. I'm probably really too old.
Well, Margaret, you have to stop telling yourself you're too old. The issue is not that you're too old. The issue is that you came from a different country, and while your English is good, to be a therapist, listen, and I'm not being unpleasant to you. One of the ideas I had at one point was to go to France and become a therapist in France, because I always love France. I speak a little French. And what I realized is to be a therapist, you need to have basically... You need to be very verbal, not only in the language, but in the vernacular of the language, because people make Freudian slips that language matters. So having English as a second language is probably not much of an advantage. There are certainly some advantages to it, and I don't know in the area where you live if there's a large Chinese community or there's an academic environment, because being bilingual in a lot of situations is a huge advantage, just not so much as a psychologist, because I've run into the same thing. That, you know, I really need to be a good psychologist. I really need to be able to do the subtleties of English, which is very hard to pick up as a second language. So it's not that I don't think it's a good idea. And there's certainly things you can do. You could become a social worker, which doesn't require the same amount of time and doesn't require the same amount of verbal fluency. So if that's something you're interested in, look into that. It's a quicker degree, and you may or may not have to go and finish up a bachelor's degree about it. But the point is, Margaret, in 10 years, you're going to be 69. There's no question. The question is, are you going to be doing something you enjoy doing? Are you going to be doing something that has an income for you? Are you going to be doing something that makes your life better for you? So stop telling me how old you are. And just figure out what it is you want to do and get started on it. And instead of giving yourself all sorts of reasons why you can't do something, you need to start figuring out what you want to do. And everybody gets nervous. Everybody thinks, well, gee, can I really do this? Or, you know, what happens if I don't succeed at this? But that's part of being human, is that we can figure out that there are positives and negatives. But the point being that... figure out what you want to do, because that will help you figure out where you go next. And stop slamming the door on yourself and stop telling yourself you're old, because in 10 years you're going to be 10 years older. The question is, are you going to be 10 years closer to doing what you want to do? So I think you're right. I think I would start with what can I do to make a living? And then go from that backward. And it may be, for example, if you want to be a social worker, that you may need to get some more schooling, but you may also be able to work as a paraprofessional for the welfare department, especially if you're bilingual. And that's an enormously valuable thing to do. So begin looking at things that you can do that you think would be interesting for you to do. All right? And get started on it. And as you get closer and closer to it, you can call me back. But start on what you can do to support yourself, and then we'll worry about your marriage and all that other stuff, all right? Do some investigation. 855-99-DR-JOY, 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Good people need help. The homeowners association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, let me just take a moment here and talk about Margaret's issue about feeling like she's too old to do anything. And I was dying to mention this to her, except it just seemed like it was going to be unnecessarily confusing and complicating to her issues, which I was having enough trouble having her focus on. But there's a new movie out called Advanced Style. And when they sent it to me, I thought, oh, well, I don't know. What it is a study, a guy that who lives in New York who was doing a blog about, and the movie opens with him going up to a woman who's got her back to the camera and saying, you look fabulous. can I photograph you? And I'm cringing at that moment, because if you live in a big city, somebody coming up and saying, can I photograph you, seldom is good news.
Usually scary, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It feels like there's a subtext there. Well, it turns out that this is a guy who goes and kind of susses out women of a certain age. The women in the documentary, I think the youngest is like 65, I think, and the oldest is 105. And these women who all have this great sense of style, and I mean, some of them are very subdued and very Chanel-esque, complete with silver hair and a braid and pearls, and some have bright orange hair with matching eyelashes that are made out of their own hair. So, but for me, I mean, my first, and at one point, one of the women is with a man who says, well, when I first met you, I thought you looked like a clown. And I just cringed, as did she. She leaves the room when he says that. But it reminded me about, I don't know, 5 or 6 years ago, I was in Seaboat Springs, Colorado. And there was this, I was, you know, just poking around, because it's not a whole lot to do in Steamboat if it's not snowing. And it wasn't, it was the summer. There was this woman who came in who had torn fishnet stockings on, bright orange hair. She looked like she had been extruded into her clothing. It was very tight. And she was at least 80 and maybe older than that, a little hard to tell. And the person I was with said, wow, isn't that pathetic? And I said, no, I think that's inspirational. She is not going quietly.
That's right.
And this movie is really about that, about these women who are saying, first of all, I mean, there is a sadness underlying it. It reminds me of someone that I interviewed on my TV show at one point, who said that she viewed her body as her artistic medium, and she viewed fat as how she was going to sculpt her body. And she probably weighed, she was maybe 5'4", and she probably weighed close to 500 pounds.
Wow.
And part of me is thinking, you're just sort of rationalizing, if you can't be thin, you might as well be fat. But there was still something kind of intriguing about her approach. And there's the same thing with these women. I mean, there's a part of it that sort of all of them are single, except with one exception. And they're certainly women of a certain age. And none of them, with one exception, I guess, would ever have been considered great beauties. But they're in there fighting, you know, they're in there still breathing, and they sort of use clothing and their own body and their sort of outrageous outfits as their statement. And you could say, well, yeah, that's because, and I mean, I guess part of it is that I sort of do the same thing with clothing. Sometimes I'm not quite in their league on a whole bunch of different levels, but I use clothing as distraction, of something. And I certainly do not go to the extremes that they go to, but the idea of people focus on what you're wearing, then they leave you alone. And I think that that's kind of the underlying message of this DVD. But having said that, it's also inspirational that these women are having more fun, living their lives, they're happy, they're self-reliant, they're saying, they're basically thumbing their nose at the idea of aging. And one of them is in the, I think it was Target, I think it's Target, maybe it's Kmart, it's one that was on their billboards of saying that money doesn't have anything to do with style, and her thing is age doesn't have anything to do with style. And so, and one of these women became the face of Lanvin in Paris. So, I mean, there were a whole bunch of unanswered questions, like when you put them all in the same room together, they became a little bit competitive. But if your whole deal is, look at me, then sharing the spotlight is not necessarily going to be higher in your agenda. But it was absolutely inspirational for the idea being of not going quietly, that this is your life, do with it as you wish, and be as outrageous or colorful or charming or sexy or anything else that you want. That there's no reason why you... And look, if you want to sit in a rocking chair with a shawl over your shoulder and knit, that's okay too. But you have options. And these women are just crazy about exercising the visual options. And it was really an interesting kind of... And you sort of end up at the end of it thinking, you go, girl. So, you know, as I said, it seemed a little bit tangential to Margaret's issue, but it did occur to me that this is the opposite end of the Margaret spectrum of not being fearful of saying And the idea being that they actually, I think it was last year, maybe the year before, during Fashion Week, the guy who does the blog on it, called Advanced Style, organized an impromptu fashion show at Lincoln Center, which is where Fashion Week now takes place. And all these people came to take pictures of these women because they're fabulous. And they had a sense of style. And one woman said, you know, it takes me 7 years to put together an outfit, and with the hat and the dress and the shoes and the bag and the necklace and the earrings and the bracelet. And if it's not quite right, if it's not quite ready yet, it's like a painting. I don't put it on display yet. And so it was, I mean, there is something a little narcissistic about the fact of spending so much time and so much effort and presumably so much resource on how they look. But still, that, I mean, it'll be out in theaters, I think, in 2 weeks, and I'll remind you of it. I'll review it, not this week, but next week. But it's called, for those of you who are looking for it, it's called Advanced Style. So there you go. Age having nothing to do with much of anything at all. And, I mean, seeing a woman who's 105, and one of the, well, I'm not going to tell you that, because it's part of the fun of the documentary. Okay, so... So Shane said, okay, well, what'd you do over the weekend? And what I did over the weekend is sort of had to do with the program, and that I have a friend in New Jersey, and she is a Penn State supporter. And so I went, and Penn State is the number one school apparently in the country for tailgating, which I did not know. And, you know, not being from this part of the country originally, did not know about the whole tailgate sort of ethos, that, you know, that who cares about the game, you tailgate before, you tailgate
the
after.
Behind it, right?
Yeah, well, and the first time I went, it was freezing cold. We were there at 8 o'clock in the morning to set up, and I at some point sort of naively asked when the game started. Guess what time for an 8 o'clock in the morning the game started?
11 or noon or something.
8 o'clock at night.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding at all.
Wow.
And I actually called
That's
my
hardcore.
Brother. Because I got in the car. I was frozen, and second of all, I don't drink. So, and I said, "What do people do for 12 hours at tailgate?" And we both said at the same time, "Drink." So, I mean,
yeah, there you go. I guess.
Yeah. Right? So this was Rutgers played Penn State, and they played at Rutgers, which is a much smaller stadium than Penn State, and so apparently there were not very many tickets available. One of my station in New York actually carries Rutgers, so that's kind of fun. And I've done some work with Rutgers in the past, so it didn't even occur to me I probably could have gotten the game. But it was not a nice day to start with. It was rainy and cold. But they had it at a place called Miami Mike's. And Miami Mike, this ain't his first barbecue. So they had raffle for all this stuff, for like Eli's jersey and football helmets. And actually turned out to have two tickets to the Giants game yesterday. Neither, Penn State actually won. Now, the Rutgers-Penn State game was really fun. It was really a fun game to watch because it was Rutgers' first game in the Big Ten. So that was, and they were so wired for it. In the first couple of plays, I thought, they're going to get wiped out. But then they almost won. It was a very close game. And it was really great fun against a much bigger, more seasoned, tougher, probably better team. But
sure.
they did a great job. I mean, I helped my friend with the raffle. And we made double the amount of money that had ever been made in a raffle before. And there was one woman, I'm not sure I should tell, so I was both making change and doing the raffle, and you could either get 5 tickets for $5, or you could get 15 tickets for $10, and my friend was making change, and she gave me the wrong change at one point, and I was busy, so I didn't pay much attention. The woman comes up and says, "You shortchanged me." So I gave her some more tickets, and I said, "Look, this is because I you know, unintentionally cheated you," and I gave her some more tickets, and she won. She won the grand prize. So she thought I was great. That was, yeah, I was the hero of the moment because she won the grand prize for my screw up, which technically was not mine, but I took responsibility for it. So, and I'll tell you, there was a guy there who was an NFL player. He played for the Titans 1 year, and he played for the Bengals 1 year. And so I asked him about Ray Rice, and I'll tell you what he said when he came back. All right, 855-99-DR-JOY, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, part of my advice for life is if you are not used to eating tailgate food, especially at bars, I mean, it all tasted delicious. I did not have a happy tummy last night. They had chicken wings, the boneless ones.
Right.
And I was smart enough not to do the buffalo. I knew not to do those. But then they had this thing that sounded delicious. It actually was delicious. I just don't know what was in it, which was, It was avocado and cheese and bacon bits or something and chicken on flatbread.
Actually, that does sound really good.
It was delicious. I just think that my stomach is saying, are you kidding?
Just a little too rich, maybe.
Yeah, or yeah. Something. Greasy, I think. But, sure. And I don't, I mean, I'm sure the waitress was ready to kill me because I felt I was doing my part because I was alternating between tap water and seltzer. So so she wasn't ready to kill me because everybody else is. And I know that, besides which, you know, I was busily tearing raffle tickets apart. And it turns out that Miami Mike was doing the drawing. I did the drawing and he would announce the tickets, but he couldn't see the numbers.
So
I had to read him the numbers, and it was really funny. I said, well, do you want me just to say the numbers in the mic? And he said, no, I'll do it. Miami Mike has got a clear sense, yeah. So that was fine, but it was... So here's the deal. So I'm sitting there, and this guy comes, and he plunks down. He's big. He's like 6'6". He wasn't so heavy, but he was tall and fairly... Well, I mean, he didn't look like he weighed 350 pounds, but he probably looked like he weighed, like, 230.
Sure.
He was big.
Yep.
Plunks down right in front, and they had to say they had a big screen TV doesn't begin to explain what they had. I mean, this was, and I had put earplugs in, so I was not going deaf. And so I said, look, why don't you come and sit with us? Because we can't see over you. It turns out he was this really nice guy. He went to Marshall. Remember Marshall? That was the movie We Are Marshall.
Yeah, sure.
Played there, and then played for 2 years in the NFL. And then dislocated his shoulder, and he's now working for another company, and a very nice guy. And so I said to him, because you know me and my sort of, wow, here's a chance to do a little sociology. I said, what do you think about Ray Rice? Because here's a young African-American in the NFL, so part of the culture. He said he should be in jail. He said it's not right. And I thought that was a really interesting response. And then today we've got Adrian Peterson. And you were really upset about that, yes?
Yes, definitely. I being in Minnesota, in the Twin Cities, I'm a Vikings fan, and this really deflated me on Friday there. I was really looking forward to the game this weekend, and after this all came out, I was not excited for it at all.
Well, you know, they suspended him, I guess, for the game.
Yep.
But
yep.
They're now saying that he's playing.
Reinstating him. Yeah, which
well, he wasn't sort of unreinstated, and the rationale was... Well, rationale is not a fair word. I'm not trying to suggest. Mm-hmm. I don't know what I'm trying to suggest. And I think it's one of the things that we put up on Facebook for next hour.
Right.
What should be the position of the NFL? Because especially the women I talked to about the Ray Rice story were basically uniform in saying this isn't okay. The men were somewhat mixed. And the men basically said, you know, it's private. It's between the two of them. If she's okay with it, that the league should be okay with it. And I said, well, what about, what about Donald Sterling?
Yeah,
you know,
right.
That seems to me a much less grievous offense.
Right.
And they took the team, they made him sell. And certainly that whole issue, and as you know, when we talked about it last week, that the military is dealing with a similar issue of how do you say to people, but let's say men at this moment, although it's not exclusively men. And again, with Ray Rice, his wife was certainly not without responsibility in this. And she, you know, that it's the fact that she's smaller doesn't mean it's okay for her to hit him or to spit at him. And I think it's not so much the hitting, although that was part of it, is the sort of callous disregard for her welfare when she was unconscious. I think that's what got people as much as anything. But... I mean, because, look, you can shove somebody and they can hit their head. And so, but I think most of us would be concerned that when it's not easy to knock somebody unconscious.
Exactly.
In spite of what we think. Yeah, it's really not. And it's a major trauma. I mean, it's called counter coup when the back of your skull or the back of your brain hits the front of your skull.
Right.
And it kills brain cells. There's no question.
Well, and it's the same thing has killed people. Many times, you know. So
you
could have killed her very easily.
Yeah. So, but some of the men were saying this is a private issue, and of course the issue being, I think for the armed services, which has been sort of quietly yet publicly sort of saying, look, we have a problem with soldiers coming back, both men and women, but more men than women. of domestic violence when they come home, of not really being able, of feeling paranoid, of post-traumatic stress disorder, of being on edge, of what does it mean to say to somebody, to a human being, okay, in this situation, we want you to be aggressive and do anything that you can that will work. And in this situation, we want none of that. And that's a hard issue. Now, in theory, as human beings, we should be able to understand that you can have a brewski with your posse on Friday night and say things that you cannot say Monday morning to your boss. That doesn't seem all that complicated an issue. But when it comes to that adrenaline surge, are we being unrealistic? And it was very interesting because, as I said about, and it wasn't a huge study. I don't pretend to say it was scientific, but looking, it was about half and half of half the men saying, it's not okay. The league didn't do him any favors. They covered it up. He should be in jail. It's not okay to behave that way. And the other half saying it's private. If I had to differentiate about how that division occurred, I would say the more sophisticated felt that the league did not hold up their end of the bargain. But again, that may, you know, I'm not trying to suggest that only unsophisticated men would say it's a private issue. I'm just saying in my particular experience, which certainly is not particularly global, that was, if I had to break it out against, trying to find something in common, because all the men I talked to were about the same age, they were all of the same ethnicity, they were not of all the same economic level, and and educational level. So when we come back, I thought we'd talk about a little bit about Adrian Peterson, who hit his 4-year-old with a branch from a tree, I thought we'd do two things. I thought the first thing we'd say is, you know, what do you think? Should the NFL have any say so in this? And if so, what? And then when and how? And also, I thought maybe we should also put up something that said, how do you discipline your children? Because I think there's no question that children are assigned parents so that they are in fact socialized. But are there other ways? And maybe we can sort of offer this to people who don't see other ways of appropriately and effectively disciplining kids, or at least giving them some sense of what's right and wrong. All right? So those two issues, 855-99 Dr. Joy. Go to Facebook or my website, drjoy.com. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7600.
615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.